So do policies like this one aimed at first-time buyers actually entice more young people to vote? Getting out the youth vote is one of the issues that's come up in our listeners' election series. Chris Mason's here to tell us more.
Yes, Martha, at the last general election, 44% of 18 to 24-year-olds voted. The turnout figure overall was 65%, and this gap has sparked a conversation on the listeners' election. Why is it so difficult to tempt young people to spare those 10 minutes or so it takes to trundle down to the local school hall or wherever and pick up that pencil? Here are two perspectives on that challenge.
I'm Judith Martin, and we're sitting in our garden in Winchester in lovely sunshine. I had to fish the tea bag out. I didn't have a few sugar. We've been here 34 years. Older people are more likely to vote. Both parties pitch for the older vote, which obviously includes us. And it bugs me that there aren't policies, no mind about spending, on things that matter much, much more to younger people. The politicians don't seem to think that we have anything apart from the NHS and pensions to worry about. Possibly bus passes, although I'm not there yet.
Young people just aren't heard. It's just really sad.
Two hot chocolates, please.
Go on.
Thank you very much. My name is Mimi. I'm 19 years old. I'm currently studying A-levels in Western, and I'm hoping to go to University of Bristol and do economics management. The other day I was at the gym and I was listening to the Western politicians in their debate, and every single thing that they said either had to do with the words pension or the elderly. That was it. But what about the young people? There are young people in Western in an economy where there is no money, and that's our number one problem. How do we excel in that kind of economy? How do you show us we can excel? You don't. You show us that in life, we just need to realise that nobody's ever going to look at us until we get older. But I can't complain about anything in this country if I don't try and do something about it. So if I don't vote, what's the point of me complaining about uni fees? Do you know how sad it is that so many young people are not going to vote? Oh, sorry, I can't be bothered. I don't know anything. They don't feel like it's affecting them.
The young people, it's quite hard to engage them precisely because the policies are not angled towards them. They obviously don't feel it applies to them. And I think that's very sad. I mean, if you feel disenfranchised, if you don't feel that anybody takes your views into account, nobody listens to you, you don't think you can change anything, even if it's only chipping away very, very slowly at somebody else's power base. Older people vote, but I mean, we were also young once. I think it's very unfair to think that older people don't care about younger people and what they're going to do.
When politicians speak, it's just a load of confusion. Like, just simplify what you're saying. So don't say, oh, we should try and understand complex ideas. No, try and simplify down to our level. Get us voting. Make it fun.
I don't know how you get change. I really don't. There's no doubt there needs to be change. I don't think anybody's addressing how to do it. I think young people should certainly be encouraged to vote. In fact, I would like to see compulsory voting. But I would like to think that there would be policies that would actually engage them instead of merely marching them into the polling booth. And that has to be a fairer politics that will do that.
Judith Martin there, and our week of special listeners' election programmes continues tomorrow and all this week at midday here on Radio 4.